Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, all right. Usually this is like the, sometimes this is the sanest part of anything is the, is our Florida Man, because everything else is so nuts. All right, so first up here, I got a number of things. I'm trying to get everything, you bear with me. I've got two dudes that got arrested for street racing, but they were going 199 miles per hour on the Florida Turnpike, say cops. Deputies say they found a camera inside the car they believe was used to capture videos for their Instagram accounts. So they were speeding, going in, you know, doing their racing on the Florida Turnpike, 199 miles per hour, which is insane, and filming it, you know, which is like, you're just, you know, filming it just to give what? To give it to the, here, Mr. Police, here's evidence of our crimes. The duo was spotted Sunday. It was at 1 a.m. too. I mean, it's like right, you know, right in the intersection. They were on North Shore Golf Club Boulevard, and the affidavit says they got tons of calls about potential, really potential illegal street racing. And so the, they said, they go, the relative speeds or power of acceleration of their motor vehicles exceeded the legal limit. I love the very, you know, legalese. Clearly it did. So they caught them like right, you know, as they were doing it too. They caught the first driver. They didn't say what, and they were both 16 years old. One driver was 16, another driver 16. There was a 20-year-old that was there as well. They don't know if the second driver though was, apprehended, but they did arrest. They did make one arrest. It's insane. A Florida man was, he's an anger management therapist who shot and killed a homeless man and stowed the body in a trunk. This is horrible. Oh, how also is he in anger management? Can somebody explain that to me? His name's Travis McBride. Apparently he attacked this homeless man. He and the victim apparently knew each other. McBride is a therapist for people who focus on anger management. Although he was once accused by his wife of choking her. You know, but he's an anger management counselor. Okay. This guy is supposed to be 46 years old. Kane, do you see this dude? He's supposed to be 46 years old.
Are you serious?
I am totally serious. This dude looks Wilford Brimley's age. Is he alive? He looks...
That's a good question.
He looks like Wilford Brimley when he did the diabetes commercials. He looks that... I mean, I've never seen an older 46-year-old in my life. This guy looks like he could be my dad, and I'm in my 40s. He looks like he could be my dad. Anyway, so this dude was arrested in DeLand, Florida, after police responded to a suspicious incident because they found a body in a trunk of a car, right? And they identified this guy. A female witness told, apparently they got a call from the police got a call from a tipster. And they said that a female witness then told police when they arrived that there was a victim who lives in the woods nearby. And that, you know, this is all in the affidavit. And they interviewed the witnesses. And there was one guy who said that he saw this dude cleaning up blood because he had killed someone. I mean, this is like a true crime or true detective episode. So, yeah, this guy, I don't think you need to be going to him for your anger management, like for anything. I just, you know, just saying. Let's see. Also, yeah, I'm sorry, anger management specialist. I'm not doing this one. Not going to read that one because it's nasty. Can people stop going into the stores and certain aisles and doing romantic solo performances? Because I could just, you know. Let's see. I'm not reading that one either. It's so bad. It's so bad. Oh, no. I'm not gonna. Yeah, I can't hardly read any of these. These are bad. There was a guy who broke into his ex-girlfriend's home, stole her revolver. That's not even interesting. But you shouldn't be doing it. This one guy threw a beer can at a speeder. He ended up getting in trouble. It's all on video. In Lakeland, Florida, a Florida man was arrested because he threw a beer can at a vehicle. And then he fired a rifle in the air because he was upset about drivers speeding in his neighborhood. Polk County Sheriff's arrested 35-year-old Eric Proctor. They said he discharged a firearm in public and he threw a deadly missile. He threw a beer can. What about the guys driving up and down the road, you know, super fast? So he was detained and he was charged.
Hi. I'm Adriana, a politics major at Hillsdale College.
Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
America's founders recognized an obvious fact of life. Human beings differ in terms of physical attributes and talents. Because of this, some people will be better at some things than they are at others. But they also recognized that the tall and the short among us, the swift and the slow among us, are still human beings if we are recognizable as human beings, and therefore we are equal in terms of the rights that pertain to human beings, rights attached to human nature, rights that come from God. The Declaration of Independence names three of the big ones: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Exercising these rights is necessary if we are to be truly free. In our own time, many influential people believe that only government can decide what our rights should be. This is dangerous. Understanding our rights and how the Constitution protects them is vital to our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
Can we talk for a moment and switch gears and talk about, I have this down on my rundown. Let me pull my rundown up. I got a million things here. I don't pay attention. I used to pay attention to the Oscars. I used to pay attention to all this stuff, and I don't anymore because it just got all so politically stupid. And then it got woke, and then it was like handing out participation trophies to the worst movies because someone made an effort. So Ryan Gosling got nominated for an Oscar, and Margot Robbie didn't in Barbie. And everyone is mad because Greta Gerwig, who directed the movie, and Margot Robbie, there are people out there who mistake the pool or the amount made at the box office for, you know, being Oscar worthy or in contention of an Oscar. I don't think that Margot Robbie should be nominated for an Oscar for this role. It's like comparing her role in I, Tonya to the, I watched it because I wanted to know what everybody was watching. It was the, I fell asleep halfway through. It was the worst thing I've ever seen. It was an absolute turd of a film. It was, if it wasn't digital, it would have been one of the worst things ever to be burned on a celluloid. It was heinous. It was, I got so tired of the whiny broads. Oh my God. And that one Barbie was a dude. You can't tell me that one Barbie was a dude. I'm pretty sure there's a shaved Adam's apple involved, whatever. But it got so preachy. Ryan Gosling, it was the only reason to watch that movie because he had so much fun with his role. And damn, if that doesn't deserve an Oscar, I don't know what does. He had a blast with his role. And it, everything else was just, it just seemed like standard fare, right? It just, it was boring. It got so preachy and it dragged on. And oh my gosh, it could have been probably an hour shorter if, you know, I don't know. But to act like, oh, well, it made a lot of money at the box office, so it deserves an Oscar. That's not, it's like comparing her performance in I, Tonya, which she got nominated for, and that was a great performance, to this. I mean, that's the difference. You know, Oscar performances are supposed to transcend just, you know, basic everyday roles and basic everyday acting. And Ryan Gosling did it. So he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor because of, for Ken. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, there's no Ken with that Barbie, blah, blah, blah. And I, and then he gets into it and he said he got mad at the Academy and they said it was a snub to Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig. Maybe he's paying the penance to the matriarchy, because that movie does not deserve an Oscar, and either for the best actress role or for direction. Not at all. I mean, that's, and there's a reason why it's so stupid. To sit, he is the best supporting actor. You know, why can't they just sit here and celebrate his role? I said, this is what I have on my rundown. I said, this is the Oscars equivalent of cucking yourself. It is, because he's out there. Why, you know, there's no, show my gosh. You know what? I'd be like, yeah, I own this role, bomb.com. I did it. He should, if someone, a friend of mine said he should show up if he wins shirtless in a fur coat like Ken did. And accept it just like Ken. But that, he, like, I just think that that's the ultimate irony. He was so good. He was better than everyone. I only cared about his scenes. I didn't care about anything else. I'm like, oh, wait, I want to see what Ken does because it's hysterical. It was so funny. It was the best part of the movie. In fact, you know what? You know how you could get this movie to have an Oscar? Edit all the parts out that don't have Ken in it and just have all of Ken's parts in it and then put that out. That'll get an Oscar. You'd watch that, wouldn't you, Kane?
I might.
Just call it Ken.
I don't care for the concept of the movie, or and I wouldn't be.
He was so funny. He was so funny.
And I enjoyed those clips on Twitter and everywhere else. So I'm fine.
Gosh, it was like so. It was so insufferable. And I, as a woman, I hate having stuff shoved down, you know, like in my face. Like, oh my gosh, you're a woman, so you have to like this lady content. No, I don't. This is. Again, that's like the Democrat equivalent of selling you cup holders and they're telling everybody else what's under the hood. I'm so done with it. But yeah, they should just, they need to just, it should just be Ken. But I mean, don't cuck yourself, dude. Don't be like, you can't have Ken without Barbie. The hell you can't. Yes, you can. Go Ken. Ken for best supporting actor. It was, dude, it really was hysterical. All the clips that you see of him, he is so good in it. And I'm not even a Ryan Gosling fan. But I just think it's so dumb to be, it's like they have to pay penance to the matriarchy. Oh no, excuse my Portuguese here, the bitch brigade's gonna get mad at me if I don't sit here and say, well, the women should, no, they shouldn't have. That movie sucked. It was horribly directed. It was horribly edited. It dragged on so long. It was worse than long COVID. It was long Barbie. It was so bad. It just kept dragging on. I literally fell asleep and I woke up and they were still whining. Shut up. Pop a mite all and chill. Gosh, talking about it annoys me. Okay, so let's move on here. We got a couple. We got some other things. Because we're here at SHOT Show. Last year I went to the ATF booth. They were weird. I mean, government agencies are weird anyway, but the ATF dudes were weird. There was one guy, I'll just call him Short Stack. He looked like a great value version of Paul Giamatti. And every time he said Trump's name, he would scratch the side of his face with his hand and all of his other fingers, except for the naughty one. Tall Man, if you've ever played that game. This is Tall Man. This is Tall Man. Here I am. Here I am. That guy. He had that guy up on the side of his face, and I'm sitting there looking at him, and I was like, do you think this is clever? And he goes, what? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, jeez. I'm like, at least Paul Giamatti groomed himself. You got crust on your mouth. I can't stand that. That's another thing. Like, I can't stand, like, when people have attitude and they're just dirty. I just don't like it. But he was, like, a great value, Paul Giamatti, and he had no idea what to say. We were talking about the pistol braces. He had no idea. Like, how do you change in 180? How do you do a 180 in 365 days? How do you do that? Especially after 12 years of holding the same position. Like, what changed? What changed? And I started talking to two of them, and then by the end, there were, like, eight agents standing up there. There was, like, some big old tall Heidi that was in the corner. I don't know. She was, like, she was a big girl with blonde hair. And she was like given major attitude in the beginning, but she didn't. But I was so nice. I mean, it's impossible not to like me, even when I'm being like totally snarky. It's really hard not to like me in person. And she ended up liking me at the end. See, I made him friends, except for Paul Giamatti. And I just made him feel bad about himself and probably question his life choices later. But I don't know. I don't know. Like, should we go there again this year? Just like troll him every year. Just like the annual trolling. They don't know what day or time, but all of a sudden the trolling comes for everyone, you know? Like, maybe we couldn't do anything unless it was brought to you by, like, for instance, some folks over at Kel-Tec. I remember when Kel-Tec first started working with us on radio and people got real nervous about it. And we had some people in some markets go, I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe we could just, like, not go into the weeds. What do you want me to call them? Shooty sticks? I mean, like, what do you want me to call them? They have a new Sub-2K Gen 3. Well, it's the Gen 3, the third generation of their Sub-2K. And if you go to their website, it's the Sub-2000. But it's awesome. I mean, you know, it's like gun origami. It folds and you would have to take the optics off and all of that. Now you don't have to because it like twists and folds. It's so cool the way that all of the stuff that they come up with. And yes, the optics stay on. It's just the way that they do it. You can still fold it in half. It's a twist and fold. It's patent pending. It's such an awesome gun. I love my Sub-2K. I don't have the Gen 3, but I'm going to get it. And I love it. And of course, this is a Florida-based company. Everything that they do is right here in the US of A, and they are like-minded. They think like you, and they support your rights. And actually, I'm going to be at their booth as well coming up tomorrow. You can find out where that is. If you're at SHOT Show, I'll be at their booth tomorrow at after broadcast. To learn more about the Sub-2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Condé Nast union members have launched a 24-hour walkout amid layoff talks. More than 400 workers at Vanity Fair, Vogue, Condé Nast, Bon Appetit, and other brands are walking out Tuesday to protest bargaining practices. They said, I learned a code. Am I supposed to care? Learn to code. Let's see. Also, let's see. Oklahoma. This Oklahoma bill is going to ban sending any kind of provocative selfie unless you're married. No sexting out of marriage. I don't like the government determining speech for anybody, but that's nuts. No pun intended. That's actually like really, that's like, why do you have to have a bill for this? And also, just don't be a sleaze. You know what I mean? Like, don't be skanky. Just, you know, remember, there's always three people in your relationship. It's you and, you know, your boyfriend and girlfriend and Jesus. Three people in that relationship. He's in that text group with you. So would you send those things to Jesus? I don't think so. But also, we don't need the government making this kind of stuff. Why do people do this? I just don't know. Let's see here. The shock for EVs. Toyota, head of the world's number one automaker, they say electric cars will never dominate the market. And they add that politics, that will not decide the fate. Customers, not regulations or politics, that will ultimately determine the fate. It was the chairman of Tokyo, Akio Toyota, who predicts that battery electric vehicles will only ever capture 30% of the car market. And you know what? He's right. I like what he's saying here. Now, can you stop pushing this stuff on us? Look, if you want to get your EV, fine. But don't sit here and transition everything to an EV. Some of us like combustion engines. Some of us like hearing when we start our cars. Okay? Some of us like that. We like the rev. We like the smell of gas. We like oil. We love gas and oil. We like all these things. I'm not a fan of EVs, especially when the cold absolutely depletes their battery. But look, if you want them, get them. I'm not, yeah. But don't tell me it's better for the environment and we don't need to switch everything over to there. I'm so done with it. I'm so done with it all. Let's see here. Also, the SecDef made a public appearance. He didn't look so good. Lloyd Austin made a public appearance yesterday. It was his first since his secret hospitalization. He went to a virtual meeting, so it was kind of like a public thing. He was at a virtual meeting discussing Ukraine, and he didn't even look good virtually. So that's, I mean, seriously, if you can't even like fake it, you know, when you're zooming in, then that's, you know what I mean? That says something. That says something. I don't know. It just seems, yeah. North Korea fires several cruise missiles into the sea because that's the only place that their stuff will ever go because it's North Korea. We got Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America going to be joining us. We're here broadcasting live from SHOT Show in Vegas. Stick with us.
For Nikki Haley, because I was voting against Donald Trump.
And what propelled you to get to this point?
I want to, I'm 74 years old. I've lived in a constitutional democracy all my life. I want to remain that way, and I want my grandchildren to grow up in one. And not a dictatorship.
Well, there you go. We still got South Carolina. We got Nevada. We got that dual process.
Constitutional democracy?
What is that? Well, it's a democratic process in a republic, but I don't know what
a constitutional republic.
Yeah, democracy is. I don't know what that means. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here, broadcasting from Las Vegas. So let me tell you about my TSA fun experience. I have flown, golly, hundreds of times. I mean, there for a stretch of some years, I think I was on a plane every week. I've flown all over everywhere. And I've met good TSA agents and I've met bad TSA agents. And I'm not going to pay the indulgence at the church of the TSA to sit here and go, I've met some good TSA agents, to complain about what happened yesterday. So, as you know, I am like Greg Fokker from Meet the Parents. I don't like checking. Actually, not Greg Fokker. I'm like the chick he married. I don't like checking a bag. I literally can pack a week, everything I need, and, you know, roll with it. A professional lady. And I don't like checking bags. I've had bags lost. I've had entire suitcases destroyed for real. Like, I've had it crushed in the thing before. I mean, all kinds of horrible stuff. So I don't check bags. So I travel with my microphone, right? And a mic stand. I've flown with this thing for a decade. And every single time we fly, they think that the mic is a bomb. Of course, I will say that one time the TSA at DFW thought that my son's plastic protractor, you know, the thing with the half, the crescent and the ruler on it, they literally took that out and were looking at it. It was like watching babies play with shapes in a shape sorter.
Wait, it was plastic?
Yeah, it was a plastic shape sorter. They took it out and they were looking at it and they were like, what? I'm like, are you flipping for real? Anyway, so they, I never had a problem with the mic stand, and we've always flown with it. It's never been an issue. It's always, they always swab the mic and they're like, it looks like a pipe bomb. And I'm like, yeah, we're just going to bring a pipe bomb right there like that. Jiminy Christmas. Anyway, so they stopped and they looked at the bottom of the radio mic stand. So the bottom of the radio mic stand is just the little thing that you screw, a tube into, and it holds the microphone up, right? That's it. It's a stand. It's like a stand. And it was the base of the stand that they were like, well, this could be a weapon. They had no idea what it was. Again, like watching babies figure out shapes in a shape sorter. They couldn't figure out what it was. So I'm like, well, for the love. So we thought they were going to confiscate the mic. And we were telling them, that's irreplaceable. You can't do that. That is a super, it is a ridiculously expensive mic. You cannot. And Kane's dad played at it. You can't. And then they're like, oh, well, they took the mic base. And there was one dude who was just, you know, I guess he was just taking orders. I don't really accept that excuse for anything. Then there was some dude who was literally on a power trip. And then a rude broad who came over. And she was like, well, that can be used as a weapon. And we're like, anything can, what? How is it a weapon? Anything can be used as a weapon. She's like, I know, right? Like, oh. I'm like, listen here, B. I didn't say that, maybe, but in so many words. But I'm like, I got 4-inch stilettos in my suitcase. I could shiv you right now with my heels, broad. Like, what's up? What's good? You know, that's a weapon. But no, it's this completely no sharp edges, nothing base for a mic stand. And they were, and then they're just a little like, I can't say what I want to say because I'll totally get fined by the FCC. But I'm just projecting all these words into your head. That's what I think of them.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.